Focus is on the House. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. The balance of power in the House is still up in the air. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she realizes there's a slim chance Democrats hold on to the majority in the chamber.
She did say on ABC's This Week that even if she has to give up the gavel, she believes the contentious rhetoric is changing.
Whatever the outcome, we're on the path to taking our country to a better place than was being dragged down by the other side.
Speaker Pelosi says it may be difficult for Republican leader Kevin McCarthy with a possible slim House majority and differing ideas among the GOP on the party's direction.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win is what cleared the way for her party to retain the majority in the Senate.
I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
Cortez Masto speaking to supporters in Las Vegas today. The final Senate seat will be determined by a Georgia runoff. President Biden, after visiting Cambodia, is in Indonesia, where he'll meet with the president of China as well as Indonesia's president.
President Biden touched down in Indonesia ahead of a pivotal meeting with the country's greatest military and economic rival. But he goes in buoyed by better than expected midterm performance from his party. The White House is setting low expectations for Biden's first meeting with his Chinese counterpart as president, striking out deliverables and framing goals around managing a contentious relationship after Xi tightened his grip on power with an unprecedented third term. And also Biden's critics have pushed for a hard line with President Xi.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting from Bali. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Horror in the skies during an air show in Dallas yesterday after two World War II era planes collide in the sky. Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports.
Two historic World War II planes, a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress bomber and a Bell P-63 King Cobra fighter plane crashing into each other during a demonstration at the commemorative Air Force Wings Over Dallas show. The air show honoring Veterans Day, attracting thousands throughout the weekend. The crash causing a large fire and sending plumes of black smoke into the sky. Officials say only volunteers with years of experience in the antique plane were on board at the time of the crash. Witnesses saying they thought the explosion was part of the show before realizing the horror of what took place.
It's believed six people were killed. Pope Francis is calling for a renewed commitment to helping the poor, homeless, and migrants amid Italy's latest migration debate. Francis celebrated the Catholic Church's World Day of the Poor today by inviting hundreds of poor and homeless people and migrants into the Vatican for special mass and luncheon. This year's commemoration is taking place as Italy once again is at the heart of a European debate over migration. Sylvester Stallone is heading to the small screen.
Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan's new series, Tulsa King, centers on Dwight Manfredi, a New York City mobster played by Sylvester Stallone, who was released back into society after 25 years in prison, only to find that those running the city no longer want him around. So he gets exiled to Tulsa, where he has to begin his new business adventures. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Stallone shared Manfredi is not as tough as you think.
Beneath all the muscle and bravado, there's still an inner child there that sometimes needs nurturing.
It's streaming now on Paramount+. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.